Oh, really not a lot to add from what we talked about last night. Just didn't do a good enough job really in any area. No consistency offensively. Didn't do a good job defensively against the running game. Couldn't convert on third down in the red area. Offensively, we weren't good on third down. And just, dug ourselves into a hole and, didn't have a good pass for our team. Like the Chiefs are, we put ourselves in a bad situation there in the second half. They capitalized on it. So, it's pretty much what we talked about last night. Say, oh, let's change after watching the film this morning.
Hi, Bill. I'm just wondering how the short week affects the schedule for you guys in terms of being able to go over last night's game and watching some of that film. Does that process have to be quickened because of the lack of time?
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. We've dealt with this in these shorter weeks before, so. We'll have to find a combination of, taking today, which normally would have been the day we reviewed the film, with the players. We don't have that day, so we'll have to squeeze in some of the combination of, obviously, a lot of Kansas City preparation work with seeing some of the things that we need to see from last night's game to correct them. Make sure we understand them, so we'll have to try to balance that out, but we'll get it in somehow.
Sure. Obviously you had a couple rookies on the line. I'm wondering about Cameron in particular. I remember when you guys drafted him, I think you said that basically all he had played in college was tackle, so I'm wondering, in terms of his skill set, what did you guys see from him that makes him a good fit at guard?
Well, I think Cam's come in and really done a good job for us this year. He's very strong, physical, smart kid, picks up things quickly, and just moved in one position from his basic right tackle spot. So, it's a transition, but I don't think it's an enormous one. And he, I thought he played hard. I did a lot of good things last night. I mean, like everybody, there are certainly things that he can improve on, and we all can improve on. But he's big, he's strong, he's physical, he runs pretty well, and he's very smart. So, got a lot of things going for him.
So, I'm wondering at this stage of the season, through four games, if the coaching staff might have underestimated the ability of some of the players on the roster play those two guard positions?
I think you just, through the course of the season, whether it's the spring, training camp, into the regular season, you make the decisions that you feel like are the best ones. That's what we've tried to do, and that's what we'll continue to do.
Is it a case right now with the interior guys of just basically trying different combinations in hope of finding something to work? Or, are players like Stork and Fleming out there because they've elevated their, they've made progress in practice to the point where they deserve to be out there?
In those two cases, in practice and in the games. I mean, as far as the played for us the last few weeks, I'd say the combination of those things, absolutely. I mean, you earn playing time, and you earn it through performance, whether that's practice or game situations or a combination of both. So that's exactly what it is.
I'll just kind of follow up on what Phil asked. Not only is it a short week, but you're actually in the midst of playing four games in 18 days. And I was wondering if you could speak to the challenge of trying to prepare for people, and specifically because you guys are a game plan team, and also trying to correct. How do you balance finding the time to correct things and coach guys up, but also prepare for the other team? So in this, 14 days of practice here in the next week or so.
There's no doubt that this is be a challenging you know, period of time, you know, for our team in terms of our mental toughness and resiliency and being able to handle a lot in a somewhat of a compressed period. But that's what it is, and we'll try to do the best we can in terms of utilizing time as productively as we can. And as I said before, it's a balance of all those things. It's a balance of correcting things. It's certainly a lot of preparation and you know, moving forward with the next opponent. In this case, you know, a very good one in Kansas City. So I mean, in Cincinnati. So yeah, we'll have to look to, you know, put those things together and, you know, find a way to get as much done as we can with the opportunity and the time that we have allotted.
Yeah, Bill, the previous two games, your defense played very well. Was yesterday's issue more of the variety, the variations in their offense for Kansas City that just kept you guys on your toes so much that it was almost too much to handle, all the changes that happened so quickly with Andy's offense?
Well, you know, I think Kansas City did a good job. I mean, give them credit. But, you know, we didn't really just do much to help ourselves last night, period. The offense didn't help the defense. The defense didn't help the offense. We just didn't play a good complementary game. And we put ourselves in some bad situations. We weren't able to make plays to get out of it. We had opportunities to convert on third down defensively in the first half and weren't able to do it often enough. Offensively, we weren't able to convert those similar type opportunities. They were third and, you know, shorts to mediums, and so end up giving the ball back and, you know, putting the defense back on the field. We weren't able to create any, you know, turnovers or negative plays or you know, good field position for our offense. It just we just didn't complement each other very well as a team, but each other in difficult situations. And, you know, then we had the turnovers in the second half, and then, you know, the game got out of hand. So I think it's a combination of, you know, a lot of things. We certainly need to play better fundamentally on defense and tackle better, and that wasn't as much of a problem the previous couple of weeks. You know, it wasn't the Miami game, and it certainly showed up again last night. So, you know, any time you miss tackles and don't convert on third down and don't convert in the red area, then, you know, you're probably not going to be real happy with the overall defensive performance. And I'd say that was probably the way we feel today.
Yeah, I have a question just sort of getting away from last night's game, Bill. You have two guys in Brandon Browner and Brian Timms that will be able to practice with you guys now this week. I'm wondering how it will work for you guys as a coaching staff to kind of reincorporate those two players. Will they be able to hit the ground running, or will there be some time that they need to make up, you know, almost as if, you know, they were dealing with an injury or something? How does that situation work this week?
Well, I think that's you know, certainly a question that we'll have to address and ultimately answer this week. I don't know the answer to right now. So, right, those two players have missed 4 weeks, four games, but all the practice time as well. And we'll have to see where they are relative to the other players. You know, I think, again, both those guys had good preseasons, and they both, you know, had very positive impacts and the opportunities that they had in preseason. But in the time that's passed, we'll see if how far behind or, you know, where they are relative to, you know, their teammates that have been practicing and, you know, working over that time frame. And so we'll just have to try to evaluate that during the week here and then, you know, do what we think's best for the game against Cincinnati Sunday night. So we'll have to figure that out. I really don't, you know the answer to that question now, and probably won't until we, you know, are able to go through a full week and just, you know, see where we are with those guys and where they are relative to the other players.
Just quickly, the way the rules were explained to us was that both of those players could be around the team and at workouts and in meetings. Have both of those players been?
That's incorrect.
That's facility.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you should check with the league about the specifics of the rules, but in no case can a player practice. And depending on the you know, ruling by the league, if a player was here, then he'd be able to attend meetings and, you know, work out with the training staff, but not participate in any team football type activities. So, you know, in that sense, it's different, but similar to a player returning from an injury where he, you know, works with the training staff, but, you know, isn't able to work, you know, with the team on the field. Did I get it for you or no?
Yeah. Well, I was just, I guess I understood that they weren't able to practice and obviously play in games, but have those two guys been around for meetings? Is that something they were able to do while they were suspended?
Yeah, one wasn't. Again, that's all legislated by the league. Like, we have no say in that whatsoever. We just, you know, abide by whatever the league discipline is. So we can't do anything other than what they're permitted to do. But in no case are they allowed to practice with the team.
Would you be willing to let us know which one was around?
That's, again, something that you should deal with the league on, because it's their discipline.
Okay. Thanks, Phil.
Yep. Thanks, Coach.